The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material? You can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross. The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Oh, I'm telling you, we had quite a morning at our 19th annual Pastor Appreciation Breakfast just this morning at the Bridgewater Conference Center over on Sawmill Parkway. I've been talking about it for weeks, been asking you to make sure that your pastor was registered. And I think most of them were. We had a great crowd. And I had been saying we were going to, oh, hey, let me give you my telephone number. I've got to do that. 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. And I just got to brag on God, first of all. I've been telling you we were going to be doing some things that we've never, ever done at one of these breakfasts. And to be honest, I was a little concerned. We had a Christian magician comedian, and I'm not always impressed with them. But, you know, I said, okay, well, you know, we can try something different. With David McCreary in, some of you may be familiar with David McCreary. He was absolutely hysterical. He had us rolling on the floor with laughter. He was just incredibly talented, loves God, and it was just a great light-hearted portion. Pastors have so many burdens, so many things they're dealing with. I think it was great that they could just laugh their heads off. And they did. People were crying. They were laughing so hard. And then we had a quiz show for three pastors. That was hysterical. We called it the easiest Bible trivia quiz show in the world. We picked out the most incredibly difficult questions. But anyway, that was great. Food was exceptionally good. For a breakfast, I have been to so many big breakfasts, you know, and they're usually pretty bad. But that's not, you never go for the food. Food was exceptional. It was great. And then our speaker was Dr. Fred Luter. And I have been telling you, I don't believe there is any preacher in America that could do a better job of encouraging pastors than Fred Luter. Now, folks, I would never say that unless I meant it. And I've heard hundreds and hundreds of preachers through the years. Hundreds of preachers. I've been to the biggest preaching conferences in America. I've heard the best-known preachers of the last 50 years. And after this morning, I will repeat. I don't believe there is a pastor preacher in America that can do a better job of encouraging pastors than Fred Luter. His message from Psalm 34, which is one of my favorite texts. I love Psalm 34. He zeroed in on one verse of Psalm 34 and preached. And by the time he was done, even Baptists were shouting. I think even the Methodists were shouting. People were on their feet, hooping and hollering and shouting hallelujah and clapping and praising God. And it was incredible. The message was just one of the single most encouraging messages I've ever heard in my life. And I'm hoping we will have it available to download, to listen to, in the very near future. I'll let you know about that because every one of you needs to hear this message from Pastor Fred Luter from Franklin Avenue Baptist in Nolens, as he said. For us, it would be New Orleans. For him, it was Nolens. So many of you prayed for the breakfast, and I could tell. I could tell that you had prayed because it was just a great, great morning. I don't know how anybody could leave the breakfast this morning without just being unbelievably encouraged and ready to go back into the battle. And it is a battle. Folks, listen. This is not a Sunday school picnic that we're involved in. The Christian life is rough. It's tough. It's a battle. So anyway, I'm just thanking God, and I'm thanking God for our WRFD staff. For an event that size, we have an incredibly small size staff, and some of the staff couldn't be there. So it was just quite a feat to put together something like that with a very small staff here at WRFD, and it was... I got to get up in front of the people and all that, but most of the work was done behind the scenes by the staff here. And I'm just so grateful to have the privilege to work with them and privilege to have the opportunity to present these pastors' breakfasts for 19 years. And I heard over and over and over again, can't wait till next year, can't wait till next year. All right, let me give you an update. You will remember that day in 2017 when the entire nation, in fact, the entire world, was just shocked. A shooter walked into a Sunday morning worship service in 2017, opened fire, and by the time he was done, 25 people were dead in a very, very small church. Just a handful of people. The majority of the people that were in church that morning were killed, including the pastor's daughter. Pastor and wife were on vacation. They were not there. And their 14-year-old daughter perished with the other 24 others. Well, they tried to determine what they were going to do with the building. The memories would always, always, always be there. And so they decided to build a brand new building. The memories were just too horrific in the old building. So last summer, I think it was last May, they broke ground for a brand new building. And this past Sunday, they had the very first services in their brand new building. A lot of state dignitaries were there, including Governor Greg Abbott. Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, said this is a tangible sign as people drive through Sutherland Springs in the future. They will know that this is a place where goodness triumphed over evil. They had two Sunday morning services, a 9 a.m. service centered on thanking God for the provisions of the building and land, and an 11 o'clock service meant to honor the victims, families, survivors, donors, and the entire community of Sutherland Springs. Southern Baptist Convention was very, very involved in raising the funds to rebuild the building. Pastor Frank Pomeroy, the pastor of the church whose 14-year-old daughter was among those murdered, explained that the church now had a safety response team, But he said, we don't want to look like a fortress, but also wanted to make sure that everybody could feel safe on the inside. I said 25 people. It was actually 26 people. Brand new building. The congregation is healing, responding, and the encouraging thing, they're moving forward. I love what the governor said. Here is a place where goodness triumphed over evil. All right, we're going to take our first break. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
I don't know whether I ever got to it. I had the story in my stack 2 or 3 days, but I don't remember whether I actually got to it. But it was the somewhat controversial story about the SAT tests, you know, the tests that help you get into college and so forth. And for the very first time ever, the folks at the SAT are adding in what they are calling an adversity score. An adversity score, which means if you're, you know, kind of a wealthy white kid, you don't get any help, you don't get any assistance. No, you got to tough it out. You got to do it on your own because you have an advantage. However, if you're a poor child, white or black, if you're poor, if you're disadvantaged, if you're from a single parent home, it says you're probably not as smart as those other kids. So we'll give you a leg up. We'll give you an advantage. As I said, it's pretty controversial because a lot of people are saying this is counterproductive. You're not telling kids, hey, we know you're from a poor home and you may be from a single family, but you're just as smart as anybody else. You're just as smart as anybody else. Okay, your home is not as rich as that kid over there, but you're just as smart as he is or she is, so work. Well, that's the way it used to be done. Not now. It is, oh, you're poor, you're disadvantaged, so, well, we just assume you're just not very smart. And so let us compensate for you. I don't know that I ever got to the story. And again, I think it's very counterproductive. But then I came across this story today. Listen to this headline. A homeless student became the school valedictorian and earned $3 million in scholarships. The young man said, quote, in an interview with a local TV station, after my father passed away, we fell behind on all of our bills. We ended up getting evicted from our home. February 21st of this year, said 17-year-old Tupac Mosley. He said that after they lost their home, he and his family had been allowed to stay at For the Kingdom, a Christian nonprofit organization and camp in Memphis, Tennessee. Despite all of this hardship, young Mosley kept his grade point average at 4.3 at Raleigh Egypt High School in Memphis. When college application time came, he managed to get accepted, you ready for this, into 40 different schools. He is a minority kid who is homeless. A minority kid who's homeless. He got a GPA of 4.3. He was accepted into 40 different schools. He chose Tennessee State University, where he plans to study electrical engineering. Quote, While many students start college by taking out loans and going into debt, Mosley's situation is different. He said he had a goal to earn $1 million in scholarships during high school. He actually ended up getting $3 million in scholarships. He said, quote, "When I heard that I got $3 million, I was more than elated and excited and astonished that it was so much." He started talking about the teachers and the principals who had helped him and encouraged him. He said, "I knew that I had to make them proud. I knew that their investment was worth it. And just how that meant to me. Yes, everything that you poured into me was worth $3 million and counting." In other words, here is a poor, disadvantaged, minority student that has been evicted from his house. He has no home. And from what I can, as far as I can tell, he single parent. Nobody told him, "Hey, you're disadvantaged. You know, we'll have to help you. We'll have to compensate for you." Instead, they told him, "Hey, you can do anything you want to do. You can accomplish whatever you put your mind to. We know it's hard. We know it's difficult. But you are smart. Apply yourself. Work hard." And evidently, he took them to heart. And again, accepted into 40 different schools and has earned $3 million in scholarships, valedictorian of his class. It's a great story. Great, great story. Hey, before we get to the break, I believe we are still at $10,545 for Christian Solidarity International. That's great, fantastic, phenomenal, way over our goal of $6,750. Our goal was to liberate 27 slaves. Folks, you, because of your generosity, have liberated 42 slaves. But you can still give, and I hope you will. We're getting closer to actually setting free a 43rd slave, and we can do it with your help. Call 888-253-3522. 888-253-3522. That's Christian Solidarity International. And yes, you can still give at thewordcolumbus.com. A little over $200. And we can set free another slave, and we'll be at 43. Again, our goal is 27. 42 will be set free. We're close to number 43. Another $200. 888-253-3522. 888-253-3522. We'll take a break. When we come back, I got a special guest that, he's not a stranger. I think you'll enjoy the conversation.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.